The Money Show. The Markets.
Boy, oh boy, where does one even begin when it comes to the market picture? Down goes the JSE All Share 2.1%. The big players, I suppose, today that one would have looked at: Discovery, over 6% weaker. Momentum, losing 2%. Anglo American, the miners, were all quite hit hard today as well. But RMI had a field day, right? 14.6% stronger, coming off the back of that unbundling move then for both Discovery and Momentum Metropolitan. Meryl Pick, portfolio manager at Old Mutual Investment Group, joins us now to get a whiff of this market picture. Down she goes. It's not just us, though, right? It's world stocks tanking today.
Indeed. Good evening, Anabila, and good evening to your listeners. I think one can look at the MMI, Discovery, and Momentum Discovery and RMI as one unit. Clearly, the market has decided today that the unbundling deal is better for RMI shareholders than the rest. You know, so they've decided to do that transaction and unlock value, and I suppose it one could look at that and interpret that as them saying these are mature businesses. We want to focus on incubating the next growth, you know, vectors in our stable. So that's one way to look at it. But it doesn't mean that Momentum or Discovery are bad businesses or poor quality, but perhaps they are taking a view on the growth of what remains in their portfolio.
Yeah, and as you said, then definitely unlocking that value in those in other stocks as well as in RMI itself.
Correct. And then I think the other big news today, which is really rocking markets, is the Chinese, the Hong Kong-based property company Evergrande.
Yeah.
And the default scare, you know, there, obviously China and Chinese property specifically being a very large consumer of commodities globally, you know, steel, copper, being the main ones, but also your zinc, aluminium and nickel. And with commodities having had such a strong performance since the beginning of, really since the start of the recovery in March, April 2020, you could almost... You know, sometimes prices just get so hard, so heated that you cannot really see what the catalyst is going to be.
Sure.
But when you take a long-term perspective and look at the prices over 10-year, 20, 30-year, even 100-year history, as we do at Old Mutual Investment Group, you could look at the long-term prices of various commodities, and they were starting to touch record levels versus the long-term average. Looking at that, you might not know what is the catalyst that's going to tip things over, but the market could almost look for any excuse to take a bit of profits, to take some, you know, off the table. And when prices are that high, it doesn't take much for market jitters to set in, and I think that is what we've seen today in particular.
Is that why you have the likes of UBS, for instance, downgrading the Anglos to a sell? I mean, having seen the likes of iron ore and PGMs falling faster than expected as well, of course.
Yeah, so I think on the one hand, we've seen much like on the way up, there were several kind of once-off events that pushed prices well beyond what might look natural for supply and demand, long-term supply and demand fundamentals. For example, going into this, we've had tailings dams issues in Brazil. You know, we've had mines shutting down because of COVID. So various supply constraints. As those are starting to unwind, at the same time, we're now starting to see these perhaps not really sustainable demand curtailments.
Yeah.
But in the short term, they are there. So China is capping some of their steel production, for example. There are environmental concerns. There are concerns about the Chinese economy overheating, and they're just pulling back. Now we've got the property scandal and concerns about, does this impact property demand for steel, property sector demand for steel for some time. So those types of the news flow has shifted to the demand side versus the supply side, where over the last year there were lots of unexpected events actually constraining supply. Now there are unexpected events constraining demand. Similarly, in the PGM space, The semiconductor shortage and the ongoing supply chain difficulties as a result of COVID and shutting down the global economy so abruptly, you know, it's disrupting car production, which means PGM supply is starting to build up and accumulate in the system. So, yeah, perhaps downgrading to sell, one can argue, is that a knee-jerk reaction. You know, I think what's important for investors to do is to look at a 2 to 3 year view at least. And sometimes these pullbacks are actually the opportunity to get into stocks that have been too hot.
Yeah.
Whatever I would, you know, our view is always a longer term, 2 to 3 at least.
Take that longer view. Certainly very helpful in a time like this, not to necessarily panic as the market perhaps draws in a little bit of a correction maybe. Is somewhat what you're seeing. Meryl Pick, appreciate the time though. Portfolio manager at Old Mutual Investment Group.